producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This program is on the air for an hour every week, aimed at helping family farmers, hobby farmers, the people who have businesses, family businesses that are focused on agriculture. Each week we have several different things to focus on that, because of my background as a family farmer, hopefully have a little more impetus. I have a little more skin in the game, if you will, when it comes to dealing with a lot of the problems that we all have to deal with. It's very frustrating, and it's to the point of making a lot of farmers angry, or they just quit. Such is the case with the EPA and some of the new water regs. To discuss this, I've invited Jackie Fatka, who is the policy editor at Feedstuffs, actually for Farm Futures. She tells the story of ongoing agricultural policy changes. Her byline can also be found on Management Profiles. She grew up on a farm near Atlantic, Iowa. And now, are you in central Iowa? Where do you live, Jackie?
I'm actually in central Ohio, so my husband had a job transfer, so I don't have farmland too far from me, but it is always nice to get back to the farm in Iowa as well.
I went to school in Tiffin, Ohio, which is a good farming community, and as a matter of fact, I've been around cows all my life, but I felt working on farms there while I was going to school wouldn't be broadening, but there was a bull farm there.
Always a lot of cow-calf operations. That's actually when I fell in love with farming. I was, I don't know, fourth or fifth grade, and I felt like I earned my stripes when my dad finally bought me real boots that fit me, because when I would go out and check for baby calves, I kept my boots kept getting stuck in the mud because they were too big. So when I finally earned my stripes, I feel like it was when I got boots that actually fit me.
And I identify with that. A lot of people listening can identify with that as well. So tell us about Farm Futures. What is Farm Futures?
Well, I write for two different publications. Farm Futures Magazine is a monthly publication, and we write to farmers all over the country. We kind of call it the Forbes magazine for agriculture, more business-minded approach and kind of looking at things from a farmer's perspective and how to best manage their farming operations. And then I also write for Feedstuffs, which is a weekly newspaper. And Feedstuffs, we target our target audience. A lot of our readers are livestock producers themselves, and we also have a lot of agribusinesses and universities and different folks involved in agriculture who read Feedstuffs.
So a good broad overview from you in two separate publications, Feedstuffs, which is a weekly, and Farm Futures comes out once a month. Is that right?
Right, yeah. We have a couple bi-monthly ones when folks get busy in the field. We have a May, June. But, yeah, we have mostly it's a monthly publication that Farm Futures is. And then I do a weekly policy blog for Farm Futures, kind of updating on different things that are going on in the regulatory and legislative and executive realm, and also on the court sides, too.
Well, that's one of the biggest problems, and because this program is aimed at helping people find solutions to problems, what's frustrating is that a lot of them are created out of ignorance. A lot of the policy, well, aren't they? I mean, get right down to brass tacks here, the dealing that you have with most of the federal regulators. I mean, the EPA came up last year with a suggestion to try to eliminate dust from farms. What kind of ignoramus thinks that, and I say that not lovingly, you've got this focus all the time on going after problems that don't exist, finding solutions to problems that aren't there, and that's what makes it so difficult for many of us who are on the farm that run a close operation, that don't have a lot of extra money. You're continually confronted by people who are trying to put you out of business, or at least it sure feels that way. Isn't that the feedback you get from your blog?
you know what? EPA has become quite the dirty word in the countryside, I do believe. And I think a lot of that is because of the overarch and just their continued reach that they're trying to expand on into private land and decisions that are made and trying to control what's being done through expanding their jurisdiction.
So why is it, do you think, or do your readers respond when you write about this, that the government doesn't get the message as we're supposed to be electing our officials, and many of the people who are in Congress or senators will say, yeah, you're right, we shouldn't have the EPA doing this sort of thing. So why isn't it stopped? If they say that, then why isn't there action? How does the EPA or any of these organizations get as far as they do if they don't have support from the legislative branch? Most farmers, most hobbyists, most people who are in ag businesses don't understand this.
You know, I think a big component of why and how this is going on is because you do have a small group, or I don't know if you want to say small, but you do have environmental activists and different people with different political agendas that if they can get it to go one way, then they will. And if they don't succeed, then they will move to a different way to get it done. You know, really, you know, one of the big issues right now in farm country is EPA's trying to expand their jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act. And actually,
right,
they did try to legislatively do something on this in 2007 and through 2009. There was quite a few legislative efforts to try to make changes to the Clean Water Act, and they failed. And so basically, the administration has now kind of claimed, well, the court said that we need to fix this, we need to provide greater clarity. And so that's their justification of saying we need to have this regulations because some conflicting court cases, including ones that went all the way up to the Supreme Court, said that more needed to be done to define what is the waters of the U.S.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, this is a classic example of the courts and the legislative and the executive branch all kind of getting confused on what's needed and what's really allowed under the Constitution as well.
Well, it's a perfect example of too much government. What they're trying to do, for those of you who haven't caught up with the Clean Water Act proposals, EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers trying to define the scope of waters protected under the various acts. And it's broadened to the point where it would impact farming, because if there's a puddle in your yard, they want to regulate it. It's that crazy. Right?
Well, and, you know, a big thing, and, you know, we can, there's a lot of exaggeration. You know, there's some concerns that it's a puddle. The EPA continues to say that a puddle would not be regulated, but how it's written does cause a lot of concern. And a lot of the things is, you know, ditches or waterways or, you know, if you're familiar with farmland and some dry areas where there's ephemeral, where there might be water that runs through during certain times of the year, but how often. You know, there's a lot of dry areas that it might not come at all during the year, but it might maybe one day if you've got a heavy rain. And just such a expansion on what really classifies as a navigable water and how that gets into state versus federal oversight on those waters and local too. And I think a real big concern of this rule from a lot of stakeholders, and this is not just agriculture, there's a lot of agricultural concerns, but a lot of state and local water districts are really concerned with the federal bodies coming in and telling them how to do things. And really not a lot of input was taken from the local and state level on how to make these regulations workable for them and manageable. And doing the goal of actually having clean water while not putting so many restrictions and so many regulations that it's unattainable or so expensive that you're putting people out of business.
We're having a conversation with Jackie Fatka, who is a writer for Feedstuffs and for Farm Futures. We'll continue here on the American Family Farmer in a few moments. I'm Doug Steffen.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What's cooking in kitchen design trends for 2016? We caught up with HGTV design stars David Bromstad and Emily Henderson for The Scoop at the launch party for LG's new black stainless steel series.
I love stainless steel. It's very classic, but it's also nice to have something new, like another option out there. And the black stainless steel is the new option. It makes it feel really modern and really fresh.
LG's David Vanderwall.
This finish is smudge resistant, fingerprint resistant. Now you have the opportunity to make your appliances be part of your design in your kitchen. So what we've done is brought together Emily and David, and they've brought to life Pinterest boards, all about how to make a kitchen really explode with design possibilities.
Through January 29th, create your own Pinspiration board of anything that inspires kitchen design with LG's newest black stainless finish for a chance to win a kitchen suite of your own, $25,000, and a design consult with Emily or David. Visit hgtv.com/LG contest.
Sales of Scotch whiskey are heating up, with premium blends and rare single malts more popular than ever. Want to choose the right Scotch for a holiday gift? Whiskey expert Gabriel Cartarella serves up some answers.
Dewar's 12-year-old whiskey is the most awarded blended Scotch whiskey in the world. Very complex, making it great for cocktails. Try a hot toddy in the winter months. With notes of honey and lemon, very sweet and delicate, a nice whiskey to warm the bones in the winter months.
What about a cocktail or tailgate party?
Craftsmanship is key to high-quality Scotch. Try Dewar's Scratch Cask in soda. The name Dewar's Scratch comes from charred and scratch oak casks that add notes of bourbon, vanilla, and toasted oak. Great as a highball.
And for a special gift?
For something special, Altmore 12-year-old single malt is a rare and wonderful whiskey. Known as a nip of the Bucky Road, this whiskey has grassy notes, very delicate, very sweet, a whiskey shrouded in fog.
For Gabriel's cocktail recipes and more on fine whiskey, visit Dewars.com.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Continuing on now in the American Family Farmer, a weekly program, I'm Doug Steffen with Jackie Fatka, who is a policy editor for Feedstuffs Weekly. She writes for the monthly publication Farm Futures, is focusing on regulatory worries that farmers have, and we have plenty of them. I know as a dairy farmer, cows are drinking water out of various vessels, if you will. I'm wondering if they're going to want to regulate the tubs that the water's in for the cows to drink. It's just crazy stuff. And it gets back around, and I spend a minute talking about what we can do. Is there some way of resisting this? Is there all the farm groups are on this. What do you do, Jackie? How do we spend a minute telling us what we really can do to try to bump the EPA's continuing conquest?
Well, you know, right now it is in the final rule stages of EPA. The EPA has over 1 million comments that they received on this rule, which was first proposed last in March of 2014. So they are finalizing their rule and likely to come out with something yet this summer. So really for farmers, the best thing for them to do is to contact their legislators and let them know, first off, if they're opposed to the rule, and then once the rule comes out and we do finally see if they were able to make any changes, if there's something else that is still a concern.
Jackie Fatka is with us. We continue our focus. Up next is the mandatory country of origin labeling rule here on the American Family Farmer.
Chief Non-Attorney Spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jackie Fatcha here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, and this is the American Family Farmer. A focus every week on the radio into what problems farmers are having, how you can respond to them as a farmer. How do we give you solutions or ideas to work around things like the EPA water regs? Now there's the country of origin labeling rule. It has been a focus of the meat packers or producers. And so I wonder, first of all, I think there are people who want to have country of origin on everything, no matter what it is, but the focus is on meat. The producers say it will increase the costs. A lot of people say that's nonsense. What do you say? What are we getting for feedback on this latest effort to give the consumer what he or she wants, Jackie?
You know, there was actually just a study that was released this week from Kansas State University that actually found that consumers and producers end up paying more without having any benefit from the mandatory country of origin labeling.
Now, who paid for the study?
It was actually commissioned by the USDA as part of the 2014 Farm Bill. During the 2014 Farm Bill, there was a lot of discussion about actually repealing COOL or changing COOL because of some negative, some adverse rulings that have come down from the World Trade Organization. And instead of actually doing anything, they commissioned this study to evaluate and quantify the impact of M-COOL. And what they found was that the beef industry has actually lost out the most, and over 10 years will lose $8 billion. And for the pork industry, it's $1.2 billion.
How are they losing the money? Part of it
is higher cost, so it costs more to do the labeling, and it costs more to segregate, because the latest rule actually requires that it say born, raised, and slaughtered.
So that costs $8 billion
over 10 years. It will cost that. And part of that is because it's higher prices for consumers.
Yeah, but does that, honestly, I'm going to argue the point, because I have, in my neck of the woods,
which may not be, it's not the Midwest. I'm on the East Coast. Most of the people who buy my products on my farm and the people that I hear from are wild about not having the information about where the food comes from or how the food is grown, whether it's the vegetables or whether it's the meat, the poultry. And so I'm listening to this from you, and that's why I asked in a sort of cynical way, because this seems to be something that people don't agree on, and that's why I'd like to find a solution that would work for everybody, because not having labels doesn't work, and maybe having too much of it. But I don't see what I'm sort of caught on, I don't want to get stuck on it, is how not putting labels on the beef would cost the industry $8 billion a year. That number doesn't make any sense to me.
So part of it is the M-Cool only applies to a total of one-third of all the beef production and only 16% of pork, because anything that's sold in restaurants is not required to bear the label. So the other thing, too, is when you have a plant that's processing beef, if they're processing it, say a cattle producer in Texas bought a feeder calf from Mexico, it has to designate that. And actually, there's some U.S. plants that are saying we don't want any animals that were not born, sourced, and raised
in
all in the U.S.,
yeah.
Which actually leads them to have a lower, they might get a lower price for that animal, or they might get not be able to market the animal in certain regions. And that's part of it. But then also you've got to have the poultry industry actually has benefited from it because pork and beef prices are higher, more people are buying the cheaper alternative, which is poultry.
It's a confusing reality. Nobody seems to have the right twist on it. People on both sides are upset, and so there needs to be more work done it for sure, done on this whole thing. And I'm sure that we can follow as the policies change or...
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How
How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here. Welcome back to our conversations about what goes on our American family farms, on hobby farms, what's going on in the world of agriculture, families that are running agricultural businesses, all the subject matter of how we deal with the problems and find solutions for anything and everything that goes on the farm, whether you're in the dairy business, whether you're in the beef business, whether you're in the pork business, whether you're in the produce business, whatever it is, it's a focus of our attention. And if you've got ideas for programs that you want me to research and then go on the air with, certainly send me an email. It's Doug, D-O-U-G, at DougStephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, .com. Joining us now is Celeste Longacre, who is an astrologer. She's also a farmer. She has a new book called Celeste Garden Delights, which you can check out at her website, CelesteLongacre.com. She's from Nashua, New Hampshire, does a radio program up there, has been around the country speaking for a long time. You have been the astrologer for the Farmer's Almanac as well, is that right?
Yes, I've done that for about 20 years.
Yeah, how does that work? How do you have listed in the magazine, matter of fact, I had a Farmer's Almanac handy by, I should be reaching for it, the best days to plant, other things. Maybe we ought to have a dating service. I was kibitzing with you before we went on the air about how many people who want to know what the dating cycle is would go to a good astrologer. So I'm sure that's something that you tackle with some of the people who are your clients.
That's true.
All right. So the Old Farmer's Almanac and the best days to plant. How does that get figured? And do you want to give us the insight, depending on where we are in the country? And this program is heard all over the country, so it obviously varies, does it not?
The timing would vary, but what I do for the almanac, I really try to pick the day. It's based on where the moon is, and
right.
The moon changes signs every 2.5 days. So, you know, you want to, the very best time to plant is when the moon is in a water sign. The next best time to plant is when the moon is in an earth sign. And you want to plant above ground crops between the new moon and the full moon because the moon is waxing.
Yeah.
And you want to plant below ground crops, this is ideally, between the full moon and the new moon because the moon is waning.
All right.
So that's what I use as my criteria when I pick the best days to plant.
All right. So then how would we apply that? Let's say the planting season 2015 is upon us. I've read a lot of things that suggest that things are going well in the Midwest as far as getting things in the ground. On the East Coast where I am, the land was very wet, and now it's becoming actually dry with
right.
all the snow and that sort of thing. So planting is, when it used to be sort of helter-skelter, you do it in between raindrops, and now if it's dry for a little while, you can plant at the optimum times. So what might those be? Let's just take a couple. You're in Nashua, New Hampshire, just as an example.
Actually, I'm in Elmstead, New Hampshire.
Elmstead.
I was born in Nashua, though. I grew
okay.
up there.
All right, Elmstead. I don't know yeah. where that is. Where is Elmstead, New Hampshire?
It's north of Keene.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're on the west side, up off
yes,
of Route 9 somewhere.
On the west side. It's very close to Vermont. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great area.
It is a nice area. Very
neat,
country.
Yeah, it's a great farm area. So,
yeah.
All right, so let's take us through how we would know by looking at the moon. Now, you said water signs, and the water signs are Scorpio is the first one. Isn't Pisces is a water, no, water sign?
Cancer is another water
and
sign.
And Cancer is a water sign. All right. So in terms of planting, you'd be not wanting to, certainly Scorpios, that's November. You're not going to plant much in November.
No, it's the moon. The moon goes through the whole zodiac every 28, about every 28
days. That's right, 28 days. Right. Okay. All right, so explain how that works then, Celeste, will you? Just for fun.
So you want, you know, ideally these are the best days to plant. I'm a farmer too, and I like you, plant when the raindrops are, when I'm home and it's not raining.
Right.
But if you have the opportunity, the best days to plant root crops in May this year are the 12th and the 13th, and the next best are the 16th and the 17th. And the best days to plant the above-ground crops in May this year are the 20th, the 21st, the 30th, the 31st, and the next best is the 25th and the 26th.
All right, so that would be corn and tomatoes and things like that,
yep.
squash, cucumbers, any of those things. So the other stuff would be carrots, radishes, potatoes, that sort of thing, the things
yep,
that are underground.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Now.
And we can go into June if you want.
Yeah, just for the fun of it. Sure, go ahead, because okay. June is, many times I've planted corn right up until August, I'm sorry, up until July 4th.
Okay. So the below ground crops in June, the very best days are the 8th and the 9th. And the next best days are the 12th after 10:16 Eastern time. So people in other time zones would have to figure that out. Or the 13th. And then above ground crops, the very best days are the 17th and the 18th. And after 1:57 p.m. on the 26th, the 27th, and the 28th, and that's Eastern time again. And the next best is the 22nd and the 23rd.
Mm-hmm. Do you get feedback from people saying, wow, that was amazing, and it really worked?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do, yes.
I would think that people would want, I mean, that's one of the big, well, originally it was one of the big reasons people bought the Farmer's Almanac. I don't know if it still is or not. A lot of people who have hobby gardens, a lot of hobby farmers want to know, because frankly, there are a lot of new people that are getting into it, and under that mm-hmm. circumstance, they need all of the advice they can get.
Absolutely, and that's why I wrote Celeste Garden Delights, because it's a how-to guide, not only on gardening, but canning, freezing, drying, how to build a root cellar, how to put stuff in the root cellar. Backyard chickens are in there.
Really? All right, hold on a second. We'll pause, and then let's focus on the book Celeste Garden Delights, the guide on how to do many things on the family farm. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Celeste Longacre, who's an astrologer and a farmer. What a great combination.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Geico, apply. Your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
What's cooking in kitchen design trends for 2016. We caught up with HGTV design stars David Bromstad and Emily Henderson for The Scoop at the launch party for LG's new black stainless steel series.
I love stainless steel. It's very classic, but it's also nice to have something new, like another option out there. And the black stainless steel is the new option. It makes it feel really modern and really fresh.
LG's David Vanderwall.
This finish is smudge resistant, fingerprint resistant. Now you have the opportunity to make your appliances be part of your design in your kitchen. So what we've done is brought together Emily and David, and they've brought to life Pinterest boards, all about how to make a kitchen really explode with design possibilities.
Through January 29th, create your own Pinspiration board of anything that inspires kitchen design with LG's newest black stainless finish for a chance to win a kitchen suite of your own, $25,000, and a design consult with Emily or David. Visit hgtv.com/LG contest.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Continuing on now, our conversation in this week's program in part, Celeste Longacre joining us on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. How does astrology help the family farmer? Well, she went through a number of things, so there'll be a podcast of this program. You can go to DougSteffen.com or to the station you're listening to and get the rewind. If you didn't hear her choosing the dates, it would be good for planting various types, I was going to say species of foods, but phyla is probably more important to people saying, huh? What's he talking about? Not important. The important thing is to help you. If you're a family farmer, even if you are a hobby farmer and you got an acre that you have a garden in, I have about an acre. I put a garden in, I use about an acre's worth of land, and I love to watch things grow. That's the thing that turns me on, whether it's the cattle growing. I never get tired. On the farm for 60 years, never get tired of watching the animals be born, help them being born, planting the garden, watching stuff grow, planting the corn out in the field and watching it come out of the ground and watching and watching. It's just the neatest thing. And you learn so much about yourself, about how the universe works. I'm not trying to be overly dramatic here, but think about it for a second. Think about all the things that we are around every day, every week of the year. It's all about growth. It's all about life. Calf is born. You watch her or him grow. You plant a seed in the ground and it grows. And you think to yourself, how does this happen? How is there soil? What is soil? How does the air work? How does the water work? Why do things, I mean, you can go bananas. I was talking on my other radio program this week, Celeste, about how one of the new telescopes, I don't think it was Hubble, but it was one of them, has discovered a new galaxy 13 billion light years away. And when you consider that a light year is 186,000, what is the speed of light? 186,000 miles a second, I think, isn't it? Something like that. And you multiply that times 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day, 365 days in a year, you can get a headache. And then multiply that times 13 billion, and we can actually, the world is a very complex, intricate thing. And yet we have these simple little things called seeds. We put them in the ground and they grow. They multiply. The cells are every second once you put them in the ground are growing. It's just so, it's wonderful. And so I'm sure you didn't get into that detail when you wrote Celeste Garden Delights, but you do have a nice how-to guide here, in terms of not only growing the stuff, but what you do after it's to be harvested, right?
Right, right. It's really a guide on how to be more self-sufficient and more sustainable, mm-hmm. because we need to be more sustainable in our lives, you know. I think we do a lot of to-ing and fro-ing.
Yes.
When you're planting seeds and you're watching cows be born, that is so healthy. That is so unbelievably healthy, and it's so good for us. It's something that human beings have been doing for, you know, millennia.
Yep.
That's something we've been doing for so, so long, and that's what our bodies want and what our bodies need and what we crave as individuals. And so even if you live in an apartment and you have a little patio or a little balcony that's in the sun, you can grow some tomatoes in pots. I'll tell you how to do it in Celeste Garden Delights. You know, you can, if you have a little plot of grass you want to turn into a garden, I have the no-till method. You can turn it right into a little patch of beautiful garden.
Mm-hmm.
So we all need to do our part, and I think that the book will help people to figure out how.
You know, yesterday, I'm thinking about this, I was in a farm up on the New Hampshire-Massachusetts border, and a fellow was showing me around, telling me the story of how he's done his farm, and he brought me down into the coal room in the cellar. Now, this is a big old farmhouse that has block. It's basically stone. The cellar is stone. And it used to have a dirt floor. Now it has a cement floor. But it holds, it doesn't have moisture. You turn the humidifier on. And it holds the cold or the coolness so that you could put potatoes. We always used to, as a kid, growing potatoes. And now, if you want to grow enough of them and you want to keep them through the season, you put them in a cold room. You don't freeze them because that ruins them. But you keep them at about 35, 38 degrees. That's pretty much the same as you keep milk. And they will last. But I had forgotten how long it had been. I don't have in my house a cold cellar. But I don't know whether you deal with that in the book or not, how to store things. So tell us a little more about that.
Well, root cellars, you know, like you said, every house used to have a root cellar because that was the way that the settlers made it through the winter.
Yeah.
And so I have detailed in the book how to build a root cellar as well as how to put things in the root cellar because they have to be, you know, handled a special way. Potatoes are really the easiest thing to put in the root cellar
because
you can just put them in a milk crate.
Yep.
And as long as you don't try to put too many in the milk crate so the weight of the ones on the top mushes the ones on the bottom.
Right, they'll rot them.
And right.
There's nothing worse than a rotten potato. Ugh. Oh my God, are they awful? Yeah,
true,
right.
True.
Yeah.
But if you do it right, you can have potatoes, you know, usually the potatoes will last through April. Potatoes kind of are genetically trained to know that they're supposed to be planted in April or May, so they start to sprout in April or May.
Yeah.
But I've had beets and carrots last from the time I harvested them in September through the following July.
See, that's the thing. Knowing how to make all this stuff work. And it isn't a lost art, although Celeste in her book, Garden Delights, does bring it back around to sort of there's a modern flair to it. But the same principles basically apply. And if you've heard stories of this, but you didn't grow up on a farm, here's a great way to get that information. One of the things that I grew up around, was frying donuts, making donuts and having them fried. It was an amazing smell. And having everything that came out of the garden, all like blanched, and then that went into freezing, or you preserve it in some way, shape, or form. You explain all that too in the book, don't you?
All of that, yep.
All right. We have like a minute left. What effect does Mercury going into retrograde have on anything that the farmer is doing? Mercury goes into retrograde later on this month and stays there for about 3 weeks. What does that do to the farm, if anything?
Well, you know, I think people make a little bit too much of Mercury in retrograde sometimes. They get afraid of it. But it's a great time to do anything, review, rework. The intuition gets really advanced during that time. It's just not a time to maybe make the most important decision of your life.
Right.
But, you know, we still have to go on even though Mercury's in retrograde. And, you know, we just keep on keeping on.
Keep on working. Celeste Longacre. Her website is CelesteLongacre.com. Look there for information on the book Celeste Garden Delights, a great way for you to understand how to grow and take care of the things, the fresh produce that you love to have. Go buy it and do the same things with it. Celeste Garden Delights at CelesteLongacre.com. Thanks, Celeste, for being here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Weekly American Family Farmer.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, on the air every weekend on a lot of great radio stations around the country. You can get the playback at DougSteffen.com, aimed at helping family farms and family farmers, hobby farms and hobby farmers, and people who have small family ag businesses coming up against whatever it is. There are issues galore. It's time for this thing to work. The idea of me being a farmer and wanting to talk about these issues for years has come to fruition now. I have my own bully pulpit, and so I use that to try to help people understand what's going on, whether it's politically, whether it's scientifically, whether it's marketing, whatever it is that can help you. Please send your suggestions, if you have them, for our discussions to Doug at DougSteffen.com. From the Did You Know and Do You Care department, wondering whether you know what you're up against, whether you're a dairy person who is reseeding a hayfield or planting corn, or whether you're a produce person who is putting lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, all the eggplant, whatever it is that you're planting. Do you know what you're up against when it comes to weeds? I was absolutely flabbergasted to learn the following about various weeds. For example, most of us, not necessarily at this time of the year, but later in the year, are confronted by these giant ragweed plant. My God, where do they come from? Well, in the average field, the average ragweed plant has 10,300 seeds in it. 1% of the seeds survive. The wind blows them around in the fall, so they multiply. And if you don't plow them under, if you get at the field, if it's a hay field, like I'm this year, I'm going to really go to town on the fields that have ragweed in them and mow them early enough in June so that the ragweed won't have started. And then you mow them again, and that may, if they're not seeding, then they will go away. You got to, and the roots do not survive after 2 years. So if you can cut early enough to keep them from growing and then cut again before they grow, and you do it 2 or 3 years in a row, you got a good chance of getting rid of or working around the ragweed. But imagine 10,300 seeds per plant. Woo! Okay, let's see here. What else do we have that's a problem? Water hemp. How many of you have water hemp? 350,000 seeds per plant. And 50% of the seeds survive over a 2, 3, or 4 year period. So it's, again, something that if, even if you plow it in and you, and the plants survive the previous year, the seeds are going to be in the ground. You got to get at the fields that have this in it and cut them before these plants mature. Same is true with lamb's quarters. 72,500 seeds per plant. Again, and in this circumstance, these seeds survive for 12 years. You gotta mow before, and this is again, whether you're a crop person and you're going to use the land, next year for whatever crop it is, you're going to have these weeds in there unless you cut the hay or cut the grass before the plants mature. But imagine one plant, the water hemp, 350,000 seeds per plant. Wait till you hear this. Palmer amaranth. A-M-A-R-A-N-T-H, one of the most nefarious of all of the weeds, 600,000 seeds for every plant of amaranth that you see. Not as common as ragweed, not as common as lamb's quarters, but still, you'd think there'd be more of it around because the seeds survive, a couple of, 2 to 3% of the seeds survive for 6 to 8 years. So once they have gotten into the soil, if they are there, they will grow. And then the next year, more of the seeds. And they just continue. I've had fields that maybe had 4 or 5 ragweed plants in them, and I didn't get at them early enough. Next year, they had 200 ragweed plants in them. The next year, if I didn't get at it early enough, they'd have 1,000. They just, and that's, these are all the same. So my advice is to mow the fields early, and that way you can help get rid of, again, as I say, even if you plow after the seeds have come, and that wouldn't be until later in the season, but the seeds are still there if you haven't cut it. The seeds aren't, they won't fall off the plant if they're cut before they mature. So that's how you get rid of these things. But my God, imagine what you're up against if you really think about it. These stats are something I never knew, even though I've been fighting this stuff all my life. Pretty amazing stuff. And that's why I gave you the information, because I wanted to help you out. I've been through this, and many of you may have too. So pass along your suggestions and ideas, if you'd like, to me, Doug, at DougStephan.com for conversation here on the weekly American Family Farmer radio program. I'm Doug Stephan.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.